On this episode of the Washed Up Walk-Ons, Kevin just absolutely lost his Waffle House dinner in the bathroom of this hotel. He isn't even part of this episode. We recorded this like 4 hours ago. I hope you enjoy it. It's episode 430. As you're listening to this, we're training at George Kittle's Garage Barn Gym. And let's have a day. Buckle up, relax, let's go. Live from Nashville.
Drake, you stink.
Drake said to take it, so I'm taking it.
And you blew it.
And that's all we do here is we take it and we blow it. We're watching golf, U.S. Open. We just hit a DHT, a little dickhead Tuesday, 2 days early, so that we could get that out of the way because we're going to be back and forth from George's house. That's George Kittle. He's our friend, future WWE wrestler, future Spider-Man.
You heard it here first, future Spider-Man. And I'm calling that now.
This is episode 430. You guys are going to hear, many of you are excited to hear from a coach, our first ever current coach from the Iowa staff on Thursday. If you're in the Discord, you already know who that coach is. Sign up for the Discord. Also, I think there's a lot of things coming to the Discord.
I think so.
It feels like
specifically Discord.
Yeah. Okay. Or a lot of things come to Patreon.
Yes.
But also through the Discord, where you get to talk about it and talk shit about us and all those things.
Yeah.
So, I think that, you know, we did the DHT. We talked about like 48 different topics. This episode specifically is the main show where we are going to talk a little bit more about coming down to Nashville, what our goal is here, the plan for the next 3 days. We could probably talk a little bit about Hattie B's. We went straight from the airport to Hattie B's, essentially.
We should start with Hattie B's.
Yeah.
We rolled up to what Drake says is the least busy Hattie B's in Nashville. I'm taking Drake's word on it. And Drake's
of the three that I've been to, by far the least busy.
And Drake's been pretty reliable so far in the 6 hours that we've been here, 7 hours that we've been here. Basically knows where everything is so far. And there was a line out the door. They run a tight ship over there at Hattie B's.
I'd say we did not wait long.
I would say 20 minutes.
That's probably too much, honestly.
We were in line for 15 or 20 minutes, I'll bet. Okay. 10 to 15 minutes. And then we waited another 20 at the table.
Mm.
It was not fast food by any means.
Yeah, I didn't consider the table.
Yeah, Grant and I both went with the strips, fried strips, and waffles. Grant, those waffles.
They're outstanding. For a non-breakfast place, they have outstanding waffles.
I
didn't know what to expect. Like, it could have been an Eggo, which I'm fine with, but it was like a genuine, like, really good waffle.
It wasn't an Eggo. It was like a thick... It was a perfect waffle, honey butter, syrup, and the strips were good. Had me sweating. It was low 80s today in Nashville as we arrived to town.
What heat did you get?
I got the lowest heat. So they have Southern, and I felt like if I would have gone with Southern, you guys would have...
You wouldn't have even gotten Nashville hot chicken. Like, you would have gone to Hattie B's and gotten not...
It would have been
Hattie B's.
It would have been Raising Cane's.
Yeah.
Basically. Which is good.
Yes. But you're fucking welcome, by the way.
But wrong.
Welcome to the club, pussy.
But also, the sauce is also just good. It's not like I'm creaming over it, you know?
When you go to a fast food joint and order chicken, how much better do you think it can come than Cane's?
None.
Exactly. That's all we're saying about Cane's is it's the best fast food chicken by far.
Okay.
That's all we've ever said.
Yeah, and I'm
over Chick-fil-A?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
It's strips. Over their strips.
Yeah. Oh, strips, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the issue is...
The Cane's chicken sandwich is just cheating.
Oh, it's just strips.
Yeah, it's three strips with buns in between it.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
No, I'd still take a Chick-fil-A spicy or Chick-fil-A crispy over any other chicken sandwich.
There you go.
100%.
Yeah,
I just think there's this cult following of the Cane's sauce.
Buddy, it's good, good sauce, man.
It's good sauce. It's like the, it's
But it's its own unique sauce. Like there's a cult following, a cult, a religious following over Chick-fil-A sauce that I don't understand. Because I like their honey barbecue sauce better, or their honey roasted barbecue sauce better.
Another great sauce.
Polynesian's not bad.
That Polynesian's good.
That Chick-fil-A is some type of fake sauce that
it's
is...
It's gelatinous, dude.
But it's...
It comes out like pudding.
It does have a magical flavor, though.
No, it doesn't.
I think so.
It's like Miracle Whip to me, dude.
Give me
mayo over Miracle Whip. That Chick-fil-A sauce is just like Miracle Whip to me.
I'll put that all over spicy. Have just time of my life.
What's the...
Am I not allowed to? What?
What's the line where you wouldn't lick... Chick-fil-A sauce off of something. What's the thing that you wouldn't lick it off of? Remember, we are talking into mics.
It's got to be either. I mean, I'm only licking off a chicken. Like, I'm not like if I'm eating at the restaurant, it falls on the floor. I'm not
okay.
Like,
you will not lick it off the floor.
No.
Okay. I had another question like that for DHT, and I think I'm going to save it for next week as well. Bane's cashed on the bed. We are here. We have 4 podcasts scheduled, including this one. So 5 podcasts plus a DHT, that's 6 podcasts. We are headed to George Kittle's house. Address. No, I'm not.
You don't even have it.
I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel cool.
Dude, wait until we're driving back there. Or we're going together, right? There'd be no reason why.
I would assume you came here in the morning and then we all drove together.
All right.
Drake's in North Nashville in a Days Inn with a bunch
no,
of
drugs. No. I'm in Southwest Nashville.
Oh, I thought you were in North.
No.
Okay. I guess you told me that there was something was close by. Something was close by. That was
it was like a Kroger with
Jenny's.
Oh yeah, I just didn't know that Kroger's carried Jenny's for a cheaper price than any of the other places.
And you said there was one like 0.3 miles from your Days Inn, so I tried to do some searching of Kroger's and Days Inn that were close to each other, and I thought it was in North Nashville.
No, I live... The hotel I'm staying at is 10 minutes from here.
Okay. Anyway, Drake is in a hotel with a bunch of drug addicts and pedophiles, so that's cool.
I don't know about the pedophiles, but definitely not drug addicts.
He fits right in. It's 85 degrees. Drake is wearing pants and a sweatshirt, and it's all I've ever seen him wear since we left Iowa City.
So we talked about this the other day. You said it's just how you roll.
It's me.
Yeah,
it is. Whoever just hit that is in the bunker, Scotty. Or absolutely in the forest.
Scotty has to go search through the forest.
That's tough. Good guy though, Scotty.
I'll say, can we shout out Wyndham Clark first?
Yeah, please shout out your boy.
Wyndham Clark, the pride of Denver, Colorado. As we speak, is in a solo lead for the U.S. Open. He's on the 5th hole, final round here. Hopefully, this isn't like going to turn out bad after this gets released. Hopefully, nothing horrible happens.
If he just like completely shit the bed and ended up like 14th.
Yeah, they're like, what are you talking about? Wyndham Clark, number one. What is he talking about?
Anybody that follows this tournament is going to know that he was in the lead or yes. Up at the top going into... Is that water? Okay, because for a second I thought that was liquor.
No, not really.
I thought you were just...
Getting bombed?
Just straight, you know. That would have been fun. Yeah, no, Wyndham Clark is from Grant's High School.
Yes.
Best friends.
Stretch to say best friends, but I mean...
Have you met him?
Never met him,
Okay,
nope,
so they're quite a stretch.
I think he graduated... He's the same age as you guys, so...
Okay.
Whenever you guys graduate high school is when he graduated.
2000. Better than me.
2013.
Hey, I mean, we all have our different skills. I mean,
Drake's is
how many podcasts does he host?
Facts.
How many podcasts do I host?
2.
I'd have said 0.
I don't know if he hosts. I don't know if he hosts any. How long do you think, with the current setup, and we will put up pictures if you're following along this week There's going to be plenty of pictures on the Washed Up Walk-On's Instagram. Please follow along. Lots of content to come out afterwards as well. We're going to have G-Bone just working him dry on all the content that we record this week.
Essentially.
How long do you think it would have taken for Drake to figure out this setup if I wouldn't have said anything? Just got out all the equipment and said, go. We need a podcast.
Oh, I mean, Drake's a capable guy. He probably could have
hardly
figured it out. Like, I'd go, if the total was like over under 35 minutes, I'd probably take under.
No way.
Not a chance.
No way.
Well, I feel like there's only so long until you would just YouTube it. And
I thought you were going to say over under 35 hours. And I was like, that's the worst line I've ever heard.
It means I have to get it done by Tuesday morning. That's going to be tough. So what we've learned is even for Tech Guy, the in-person setup takes a lot to set up. The camera, there's several different ways to, you know, we've got several different ways to send this in video format, audio format. I'm working off of a Wi-Fi interruption signal that we've got like a UFC match going. Someone tried to come into our room during DHT. This is, fucking wild already what's going on in Nashville.
Can I do a second shout out while we're here?
Yeah, go for it.
This is Kluver's first Father's Day.
And he just left his newborn daughter. Well, I guess she's not quite a newborn.
I wouldn't call her newborn anymore.
Call her an infant still? She's an infant?
Yeah, six months is infant, I think.
At what point do you go from infant to baby to toddler?
I think toddler.
You have to be.
You got to toddle.
You have to walk.
I think toddlers are probably generally 18 months.
Okay.
I think if you're under 18 months, you're still a baby. Or if you're under a year, you're definitely still a baby.
I don't think I said any of that into the mic, by the way, the first time.
I can hear you. You guys both suck at talking into a mic.
No, I'm good. I haven't moved my hand.
You've been better.
You bitch.
Grant's fucking...
You left your daughter on Father's Day. Talk to me about holding a mic.
Yeah, I will say this. Didn't think about that when we booked this trip. The day that we were going to have to record with George was Monday. And it ended up being early Monday. 8 a.m. sharp. We got a call time tomorrow with old Kittle. And I would have had to catch the Kevin flight, which we were shitting on him for. And Kevin's not here, for those wondering. Kevin isn't here yet. Drake drove in early last week. He came from Arizona, had to fight his way through The Walking Dead in Albuquerque, New Mexico to get here. Would love to hear more about that. Grant and I flew in with very minimal issues today on Sunday morning. And yes, I could have stayed a little bit longer on this Sunday and probably had half a day and then flown in this afternoon, but would we have gotten both of these podcasts recorded today?
Nope.
Probably not. Would we have been able to eat Hattie B's today?
Probably. I would have.
Well, you would have, but, so it is what it is. I got to see my daughter this morning, kiss her goodbye. It did suck for 3 days. I did tear up. It was sad. And I'm going to try not to think about it over the next 72 hours because
now you're sad.
It wasn't great. and I certainly didn't make that a conscious choice. But anyway, we are here and we're recording a podcast. 8 a.m. sharp tomorrow. Most excited thing that you're most excited for, G-Bone, when we go out to Georgia. You were just about to describe George's when you said I didn't have his address, and I was like, I got his address.
The drive out there.
Okay.
Stunning.
Wild.
Define wild.
You're driving in Narnia, dude.
I was just gonna say, without giving away his address, he lives 45 minutes from downtown Nashville.
Yes.
Which I feel like's good though if you're George Kittle.
You have to. Yeah.
Well, it's just it's the place you can get a bunch of land. You have to go
a
long ways outside the city to get a pile of land that you want.
That's what I want to do one day, hopefully. Just get a bunch of land, live out the plot of Yellowstone, basically.
And play...
No one bothers me.
And be the producer for the walk-ons?
Oh, yeah, I can do that at the same time, too.
Okay, that'd be good. We're looking to keep you around.
I appreciate that.
I'll be gone long before then, G-Bone. So you can leave, I don't care.
That's true. The brand is looking to keep you around. Drake, maybe not so much. I think Drake does appreciate you, though.
Oh, I'll come hang out on your ranch. I just don't give a fuck about the walk-ons.
Sure, sure.
As we're at the one of the biggest things, it's safe to say this week, one of the biggest moments for the brand.
Bubs, I already did this tight end you stuff. That's veteran right here.
I would say like the podcast, though, itself.
I would say in a way, this is the most involved and active we've been. Mostly because, as we alluded to it at DHT, this is only the third time we've ever recorded a live podcast where I've sat next to Drake.
Number four, actually. Dork.
Okay, well, after DHT now.
Me too. I forgot.
Well, you know, I'm counting this as all one experience. We sat down, and although I was sober, all of my wedding party, the men's side, recorded a round table. Fuck, Gimbal was there. Riley was there the night before my wedding. That was actually when we called basically the exact path of what's his face?
Next.
Okay. And people thought, oh, I cannot tell you how many times I read, wow, that was a dumb decision to make stupid comments about so-and-so. They don't know what they're talking about. They were drunk before a wedding. Oh, we were right.
Oops.
And then long before, maybe before that even, 2019. I think before we even hit a year, in 2019 is when we did the KC Golf outing, which was an absolute riot. And
which is why we've been trying to put together our own for a while. Well, but
I actually have some news on that.
Do you? Well, give me some good news for once, because all I've ever gotten is bad news. Ever since I turned it over to you, fucking bad news.
Yeah, well, I was contacted by an officer of the law for the Altoona Police Department.
Great.
And he wants to, he has heard us talk about the golf tournament and knows we want to run one. And is like, dude, I have this idea that we could do a, like a walk-ons and cops for kids golf tourney. And all the proceeds go to the children.
I can't have cops at my event.
And I knew the one thing that was going to be a hang-up was like, damn, if this is going to be labeled as like the cops and walk-ons for kids, like, Drake is gonna take issue with that.
Bubs,
why are they trying to steal our shit? This is our golf tournament.
They're not stealing anything. This guy is literally gonna like do the legwork, and like we're gonna be a partnering face for it. But
oh,
is the course in the state
I
of
thought
Ohio?
He just wanted to throw them into our like we play
no.
the whole thing. They, okay.
No, they, like he wants to hop on a call like next week when we get back from here. And be like, hey, what are your ideas for this? What's the... He's already contacted the Altoona golf course, which is not directly in between Des Moines and Iowa City, but it's...
I know where Altoona is.
But it's between... Like, it, you know, it's on the east side of Des Moines. Probably an hour and a half drive, maybe a little more from Iowa City. Hour and a half. And...
Ricky's falling apart.
Ricky has fallen apart.
Is he really?
Oh, it's bad.
He's four strokes behind now.
Oh, no. I haven't been watching. And so he wants to, you know, he wants to kind of set this up. And the golf course is owned by the city. And he's already said, like, he's already tentative date, like, May next year. So that if we want to bring in some celebrity group guests.
Yes. Do they have kitchen for Gray's to use?
Going to have to check on the catering and food situation. But he did say they have a 279-person ballroom or room where we could do a meal or, you know, kind of the event. And then they even have a smaller room that we could do a little bit more of an intimate, like, podcast setting with. So this guy's kind of, like, background checked it and looked into it. So, you know, I was like, you know, we're busy this summer and it's going to be hard to plan a golf. You know, even if we put this thing in August, that's 2 months away. He's like, yeah, no, I'm thinking next year. So there's some legs. There's some little legs crawling into an idea of a golf tourney. And Grant, you can come to that.
I'd be honored. I love golf.
And you could be one of the celebrity. We would each be auctioned off onto a group.
No,
we
might
be,
know how much.
We might be milking.
G-Bone will go for more than any of us.
We might be milking the term celebrity.
No.
With
somebody like, will pay jihad for G-Bone.
Let me hear you. Hold on.
I'm losing my thoughts. G-Bone, what's happening?
Compared to your guys' friends, I don't know if Drake's ever looked me this hard in the eyes before.
I've only looked you in the eyes about one time.
You're scared right now.
Compared to your guys' friends.
Who are our friends?
Josie.
NFL Ike. Starters.
They stink. They don't have a podcast. They don't disagree.
But the term celebrity is more fit for them than it is me.
Okay.
Fair.
The problem is like anybody that's going to be paired off and auctioned off is going to be termed a celeb. Like I was termed a celebrity and I'm not a celebrity.
Hey, you know that scene from Taken where Liam Neeson's daughter is up on the rotating stage? I'm gonna put you up there in a thong, just have you circling around one of these rich guys.
We're gonna sell your body to
$25,000 for G-Bone.
We're gonna sell your body to a 4-man group.
Yeah.
And they're not playing 18. They're playing one.
They're playing two.
They're playing two. Okay, that feels really rapey. the whole bit we just did feels really rapey. I'm sorry to everyone who just had to watch that. I really apologize.
Sorry, Dad.
I forgot his family listens to this.
Sorry, Mr. G-Bone. Yikes. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's tough. But
it's all for charity.
But no joke, I will say, so the idea for this is one of the features or aspects of the golf tournament is we'd get 18, because there's 18 holes on a golf course, if you remember that. Yeah. Oh my God.
He's falling apart, man.
Oh no.
I'm standing playing 18, even if it's not.
Sure. Well, it's 19. And the 19th hole is the most fun.
That's the putting green?
No, that's our after podcast, okay. Dinner.
Right, yeah. There we go.
But we'd have like 14 celebrity guests because we will each be auctioned off. And I guarantee between the four of us, Drake will go for the most money.
Nope.
Yes, you will. Because people want to hang out for 3.5-4 hours with an absolute psychopath.
Dude, 5 hours. Those charity golf tournaments are...
Oh, they're slow, too.
It's 12 to 6.
Plus then, too, I mean, if you get... Like, who's the biggest name you think you get?
We could probably get George to do it.
He'll do it.
If we reach,
he's immediately going to be number one.
I'm saying out of us three and Kevin...
Oh, okay.
It will go Drake, you, Kevin, me.
I think... I have a hard time thinking I couldn't get CJ to show up.
CJ loves golf.
Somebody, and CJ loves charity. He's all about it. I still talk to CJ a lot.
I know for a fact Duncan's in.
Well, I'm just thinking about like
Ike was talking up his golf game.
I know Tristan would show up. Somebody's gonna pay a lot for.
Oh, you're thinking big money.
Yeah. I'm just going through names of people who would show up.
If we really
Anger would show up. I think we could get Dallas to show
up. When we talked to Zach Johnson, he said he'd come.
ZJ. We're going to have ZJ. ZJ came on the podcast and said he would come on our charity golf tournament.
And he would just wipe everybody.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
This is Grant. So for everybody watching, this is Grant realizing that we kind of know. I have Zach.
If putting me in the celebrities... We're getting a little loose with the term celebrity.
You think you're going to become 18th in the auction of groups?
Well, here's a funny story. So earlier this summer, I worked for a catering company as well. We catered an event. It was like a celebrity tortilla rolling event is what it was called. Right? They're raising money. But it's by rolling tortillas.
Where they actually had real celebrities roll tortillas?
Milking the term. The biggest celebrity was like the third weatherman. At like the local news station. It's like the biggest celebrity. And the cheers this guy got in the auditorium when he walks up on the stage, he like high fives.
He was probably on
coke.
He
high fives Dinger, the Rockies mascot, going up on the stage.
Dinger.
And then it's the roars like, I mean, it was crazy, but Milky the term celebrity for sure.
Shout out Dinger.
So anyway, there are legs on the tournament, on the golf tournament idea. And to be quite honest, Drake, Kevin, and I all live apart. And Kevin is too busy, and I realistically am too busy, especially now with the kid, to put this thing together. And it's hard for Drake to do it from 1,500 miles away.
I tried to do it when I lived in Nashville.
You did.
I put better than a college try into that.
Yeah. And we just need help doing it. And I, hard to ask for help. But Kittle and his place, did you see him hanging the jerseys?
Yeah.
that wall of jerseys that he has?
Did I tell you he sent me a Pro Bowl jersey?
He sent you a Pro Bowl jersey?
Yeah, man. Signed it and sent it to me.
No shit.
Showed up in the mail.
Is it the flag football one, or is it the...
Here you go, Bane. Bane.
Is it the one from this past year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know that it's necessarily like a proper jersey. I didn't inspect it. It's a George Pro Bowl jersey that
still really cool.
Oh yeah, cool as fuck.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
George the GOAT, dude.
He is the GOAT. He really is. I've got like a lot of I think we're gonna have a fun ass conversation with him tomorrow.
We should. He's a fun dude.
Because he's fun. When he's on a halfway decent connection call from Aruba or wherever he called in from when he was on vacation.
Bahamas, maybe?
No, yeah. He was down getting, probably down in Panama getting stem cells.
But when we get
Oh, no, he was on his vacation with Claire.
Yeah, it was right after.
They were down in the Bahamas, yeah. Weren't they?
But getting him to sit down on a couch like this and talk to him and like really, like that's going to be fun.
You going
to
blow him?
I feel like we owe him that. So you want to know something crazy? And this is one of the things I'm gonna bring up to him.
Clue was about to say something super weird.
I calculated George's time and what it's worth just from his contract, right? So just from
but he's not getting paid by contract right now. This is his marketing time.
This is true, but this was more of a generalization of like, here's how much money George brings in a calendar year. Mm. And if you divide that out by working hours, let's say 8 hours a day, here's how much an hour of his time is worth. It was something like $15,000 an hour.
Are you serious?
Decent.
And he's giving us one of those hours for free at his place. Mm-hmm. So if I have to suck him off.
I'm not sucking him.
Trying to see.
I don't want to suck George either, but he deserves it. He deserves it. I think I just did the math of like he has a $75 million contract. If you divide $15 million a year by 2,000 working hours, which is a working year, it comes out to like $15,000 an hour or something, like 12.5 or something.
I was trying to find his price on Cameo.
I don't know if he's even on Cameo. He
has an account, but he doesn't have a...
He's the kind of guy that would do it for like $50 too. Like he's so... And I don't even know how much he makes. Maybe we can get a little off. I won't divulge that, but I am very curious on what he brings in face-wise. Not contract-wise, but marketing, advertising, Chubby's commercial, like what the dollar amount is there. I would love to know how close it is to what his contract is.
Here's what I'll tell you. Neither of those dollar amounts are close added together as the money
that he will make as Spider-Man.
Him and his wife could make on OnlyFans.
Oh,
the entire city of San Francisco would buy their OnlyFans for whatever price
$1,000 a post. And
dude, they would make $600 billion because they own that entire city. They own the bay.
Do you ever read the comments on like their Instagram posts?
I read comments every once in a while.
It's dirty.
Well, I saw it firsthand at the game, dude. People just fall over.
It's wild.
It's wild.
Whose account? Claire or George?
Either one. When they post a picture of each other, they've got... If I was George and Claire, I would be a little creeped.
I would hope that... Yeah, that's why being a celebrity is weird, dude. It's not all it's cracked up to be. Like, that's why everybody was like, well, why are all these... like Hollywood celebrities so antisocial and what? Because life's weird, man.
Ooh, these are weird. What? Wait. What?
The lifetime realization of like, you guys are the cutest couple. I wish we could. Like, I've read like long ass book comments of like, I wish that me and my boyfriend could meet you. I think we'd be the best friends. We could hang out. We live in San Francisco. It's like, hey, buddy.
A lot of nice comments.
We get it. You want to wear George's skin.
A lot of people just being totally normal as well.
There are a lot of nice, normal people, but there's a lot of fucking weirdos. Anyway, we're going to be at his house. He has a workout barn that started as just a barn, but now they've added like a whole...
It kind of started as just a barn. It was an impressive-ass barn to start with.
Right.
Is it... painted like a barn? Is it a big red
It's building? A big black barn.
Okay.
Big and black.
And a barn. The addition is just as big in square footage.
So they doubled the square footage of their workout.
Yeah, and then it leads right out to a big stone, like, stairway that leads up to the platformed turf field. It's a sick compound out there.
I'm so excited. It is likely.
Did you bring your cleats?
No, I did not bring my cleats. And here's the real problem. I didn't know that.
I heard George wanted to do conditioning with you guys.
Oh, I'd run conditioning with George. I'll run it in my workout shoes that I brought.
I ran conditioning with George all summer last summer.
Well, I forgot you guys.
Here's
Division One.
Yeah. Football. You all, yeah, and the fact that, like, we both still train for like 3 hours a day.
But dude, the food that I have eaten over the last week is gonna make conditioning hurt like the devil.
Anything that you and I both do is gonna hurt because fuck it, Wad One and fuck Wad Two both hurt their backs again.
Yep.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. I have like this erector or intercostal muscle or something on my right side that for the past like 6 weeks has intermittently been getting strained. And the other day I was doing jiu-jitsu against a guy who wasn't even good.
Mm.
And
probably why
I hit him with a takedown, and mid takedown, my back just kind of tweaked.
Mm.
And you know what? When you feel that tweak, you're like, son of a bitch, this is now going to be an issue for days. And here we are.
It's exactly what I thought.
It's still an issue for days.
Today is Sunday. So if you go back to yesterday, Saturday, it was 2 weeks ago yesterday that I was doing a semifinal CrossFit semifinal simulation weekend where, like, the big dogs are actually in person going against each other, like, right next to each other. I was doing that weekend. Shout out to Nick DeMarco. Need to have him on before the season starts. He's doing my programming now. It's competitive programming for, like, elite or close to elite CrossFitters. And I crushed day one. I finished, like, 35th to 40th is where the score would have added up out of 60 guys. Like, I would have been middle of the pack at the fucking semifinal. Wake up, and I do a CrossFit workout called Linda. That is something that...
That whore Linda gotcha.
Is that an acronym?
No. It's so in CrossFit, they named a bunch of workouts in the early days of CrossFit after girls who, like, were members at the gym who specifically were, like, good at that workout. So Linda is 10 down to 1 of deadlift, bench press, and hang cleans. Squat cleans in CrossFit. Drake and I actually did this workout in 2014.
Up in the rec center.
In the old rec center, like the fitness loft. In a fucking strength rack. And
it sucked.
The weight,
but I beat Kluver.
100%. This is a good workout for Drake because the weight you have to use is 1.5 times your body weight for the deadlift, your body weight on the bar for bench, and 3/4 of your body weight for the squat cleans or the hang cleans. And you do 10 of each, then 9, then you go back to deadlift, 9 deadlift, 9 bench, 9 squat cleans, 8, 8, 8, all the way down. Long story short, I was trying to go super fast with 295 on deadlift, and I was bouncing that shit off the ground, and it caught me. And my full back, it wasn't just like a, oh, fuck, I know that's going to, like, I blew my back out, and I knew that it was over for 2 to 3 weeks, and I couldn't touch a weight. So that's where, so, okay, cool. But the thing I'm pissed about is I was going to go hard as shit tomorrow. I'm still going to do what I can do, but I mean, I can hardly touch much weight tomorrow and I'm pissed about it.
Makes me happy because I was kind of dreading the fact that I was going to have to just sit there and get walked through by Kluver in the weight room because there's nothing I can really do about it.
Facts.
It is what it is. I'll beat the brakes off his little bald, stupid ass. But in the weight room, he lift more inanimate objects than me. And it was going to hurt my feelings a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm going to fucking covet the opportunity to watch him limp around there.
Oh, not limp.
Back.
Not limp, but I certainly can't, like, hold a bar for a deadlift or a snatch. I could probably, if George whips out some bench... I could bench.
On a Monday, no bench.
Probably not.
Because Friday's arm farm.
Yeah.
Which means Tuesday's upper body.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
What does that mean tomorrow?
Wyndham Clark.
Tomorrow is lower body.
Leads the U.S. Open.
Well, Wyndham Clark's in a really bad spot. He's had a tough hole.
Hey,
we'll see
if anyone can handle it. It's Wyndham Clark.
Is it? What about Tiger Woods?
He's not in this tournament.
Right, but he could. Maybe you said if anyone.
I'm sure he could. I have full faith in Wyndham.
Yeah. Tiger probably handles it better before the back injury and when his wife tried to beat the shit out of him with a golf club.
As long as we keep giving Wyndham positive thoughts, he will succeed.
All right. Well, Wyndham, our best is with you. 8 a.m. Do you think George will want to work out or podcast first?
Well, George texted me earlier and said, starts at 9:15.
Workout.
Come whenever you want. And which makes me feel like he forgot about the podcast.
Okay. I don't think he forgot about the podcast.
I don't know where my phone is, but I'll text him and be like, hey, man, did you?
So this is what he said to me.
Okay.
Let's see if I can find it. This is what he said to me 10 days ago. He said, Kluv, I'm shooting a commercial Monday at noon. Tuesday I have PMT recording at the barn at noon as well. If you guys want to come out in the morning for a lift and then record podcast before that, that is best for me. So I guess he's thinking lift first. Lift first. But he told me 8 a.m.
That's what I'm saying.
So we're just going to show up and be like, George, we're here.
I'm just going to text him.
George.
Be like, hey, man.
We're here. We're outside.
Oh no, I know the gate code. I'll be at the barn.
There's a gate, of course. There's a gate.
They didn't put the gate in. Gate was there on the property.
I'm sure it was. Sure it was. I feel like a podcast first would really warm us up, but maybe we sit down all sweaty.
No, I like that you guys are doing the workout before.
You think that gets the juices
flowing?
I think
that's better. Yeah,
gets this conversation flowing. Gets the conversation flowing.
There you go.
And then also, you have some content to talk about after the workout.
You're right.
After we get to make fun of you for looking like you are ancient and unathletic and fat.
Okay. Interesting. Kevin is going to be here for Monday.
Which
is tomorrow. Kevin, for those listening, decided to book a 10 p.m. flight into Nashville tonight. Oh my goodness. He is in a bad spot.
You can handle it.
We're watching the U.S. Open. And a 6 a.m. flight out of Nashville.
I'm just happy Kevin's coming now.
Kevin's a dickhead.
Honestly, I'm not. Kevin, fuck you.
I don't know what you were thinking, Kevin.
Kevin, and you know what Kevin said? Kevin books a flight. His flight was twice as expensive as me or yours, by the way. Because he waited to do this.
Is he flying out of Cedar Rapids?
He's here for less than half the time. And
spent twice the money for half the time.
And the worst travel times. Late at night, early in the morning. And he goes, hey, this is all I could get. And then we're having the conversation. He's like, so if I can get some Hattie B's, and... a workout at the barn, I'll call this trip a win. Now, what's happening here, if you're watching the video, is Wyndham Clark
is absolutely unraveling on the eighth hole. He is now trying to make his par shot.
Did the ball move?
No.
It's because we weren't positive enough.
If the ball didn't move, is that a stroke?
Yeah, he took a swing,
he
dude.
He took a hack at it.
Okay, so if you take a full hack.
And now he's about to take another hack instead of just taking an unplayable.
I think he got it up and down there.
I don't know about up and down.
Far side of the green. That's something to work with there.
I'll take it.
All right, where was this thought at before Wyndham shit the bed?
No, I think that's a good trip, though. Like,
the thought was Kevin said that he spent $600 on the walk-ons tab to get
Hattie B's in a workout.
In a workout.
Yeah. He spent $600 of the kids' money. For fucking 24 hours. The biggest dickhead move ever. This is why it's fuck Kevin Ward.
It's hard to not say fuck Kevin Ward after.
It's real hard.
After that. And you know what?
I drove 27 hours across the country so that I would only spend $200 on gas instead of paying the tab to fly from Phoenix to Tennessee.
It honestly would have been about the same, probably.
No, I think it's a more expensive flight from Phoenix.
To go there and back, it would have been more expensive. You also wouldn't have been able to bring Bane, which was...
Or have a car,
which we would have had the car, but then you... Yeah.
I will say, that I think the...
Are you trying to come to Kevin's defense right now?
Oh, you fuck.
I think the Walk-On Army is going to be really happy that all of you guys are here to talk to George,
though. Me and Drake would have been enough.
And you, G-Bone. Don't forget that you're the new Kevin.
Did we already just completely forget about the G-Bone effect?
I don't think that I would ever be able to replace Kevin.
You can't replace what Kevin specifically does, but there are a lot of episodes where Kevin just sits there and he goes, yeah. Fucking defense and Phil Parker. And
nor do I want to either.
No, and I think, you know.
I do. You don't spend $600 on a 24-hour trip.
Tough look for him to just be a part of it. But was I going to say no?
Yeah. You should have said eat dicks, Kevin.
I wanted to. You know, it was.
You looked at the itinerary and saw Sunday night, Tuesday morning, and you're like, yeah.
The issue is I told him to book a flight. I told him if you do end up finding out that you can go, you find a flight, because I didn't want to fucking deal with that. And I thought that the guy would maybe...
do something smart? No.
Shop around a little bit, right? No, I bet he looked at the first flight.
First flight.
I was like, oh, fuck, I can basically have my whole Sunday fly in late, fuck sleep, and then I'll be there for all of Monday, and then he put his hand in his pants when he saw a 6 a.m. flight out of Nashville. He's like, oh, fuck yeah.
I can make money on Tuesday.
I can fly out on Tuesday and still go to work. Oh, yeah. That was what Kevin did. I'm so pissed. We're going to have to eat a good dinner here.
He stayed all Sunday so that he could hang out with his fiance.
He booked this flight like 10 days ago, too. Waited. I'm in. Don't know if I can make it. I'm in.
As if he knows he doesn't call his own shots.
Guy could take off so much time.
He calls the shots.
He works 60 hours a week. You think when Kevin Ward asked for a...
He doesn't have to ask. Right. He has an associate. He's the boss.
I know.
Fuck Kevin Ward.
Fuck you, Kevin. I hope Kevin watches this back someday in like 42 years. And he's like 70 years old. He's like, wow, they were really pissed at me. By then, he's going to own all of the medical sales industry at that point. Well, Bane just scared the shit out of me walking over his I thought it was a human.
He saved a bogey there.
Hey, a little damage for
Wyndham. A little damage, but
you know what?
He still has a one-shot lead. It's time to recover.
For where he was at, he'll take that. Are you more excited to talk to Rob Tonyan or TJ?
Rob, not going to be there. Rob doesn't get in until Wednesday.
What?
He's in Chicago till Wednesday.
Sadness. Bane. Sorry, Bane. You're looking to hear.
Because of that, I will answer TJ.
So that takes out Rob. Unless we can get him, but he's not going to be in Wednesday morning, probably. Shit, so what's he even coming for?
Tied in you.
A day and a half of it?
Well, he lives here, dude.
Oh, he lives here too?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's down the street from George.
Okay. We're going to have to find somebody else to interview then. We need to get some fucking interviews out of this whole ordeal. Especially since Kevin just cost us like two episodes worth of money. Going to have Claire sit down for a podcast.
I think she said she would.
That might be a good idea. I think, I know Iowa fans would just gush over that.
I'd ask her what it feels like to be in San Francisco, be the fucking mayor of that town.
Okay. I thought you might be going a different route there. And I thought, well, maybe we save that for the DHT, right? Or we don't ask Claire. For sure, we don't ask Claire what I thought was going to come out of your mouth. No. Go ahead, Bing. Go.
You guys ever have Bruce Kittle on?
No.
We Bruce haven't had fun. Bruce. And Bruce does a podcast.
Yeah, The Hidden Pearls.
Yeah. So, I mean, he would be a great guest. We might have to have Claire on, because if we're only going to get TJ, George, and Stone, I feel like we can get a few more out of there. Again, if we can nail Dallas down, I feel like this is not a creepy situation either. If we can get someone to come into the walk-on studio, the mobile walk-on studio, hey, come by Bellevue, right? It's on your way downtown Nashville. Take a stop in.
Why not? Except it's not.
From George's house, it is.
Yeah, but why would they be at George's house?
I don't know. It's definitely not.
It's not even close to Nashville.
25 really. Minutes out of Nashville, but.
So do the tight ends do lunch at George's? At tight end, yeah? No.
No, they do it at the hotel and shit.
So there is a hotel that they have.
Yeah, it's a cool setup.
Okay, do you know anything about, like, if there's a specific time where they, like, met with media? Watch, Bane's going to knock over Bane. The whole.
No, I do not know.
So we're gonna have to get some specifics from George tomorrow on like, hey, do you know if like at the Ted and You Hotel, there's a time where we can roll up there and act like we're invited and we have access and we can interview? Like, do you know what I would do to get an interview with Josh Allen?
Would you blow him?
I might. I don't think he wants that.
Should we do a little, like, catch me if you can and, like, print out fake credentials?
Dawson Knox. Ike said we could get with Dawson. Like,
he's a good guy. Dawson's cool.
I just don't know when. I think some of these guys would sit down with us. I don't know when and where that's going to happen. Right? So, I don't know. We're completely in the dark there. But, hey, we'll just take the Kevin approach, right? A workout and some Hattie B's. Worth it.
Worth it.
No, it's not. Sorry, Bane.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a lot of people who would take a vacation in Nashville.
You're right.
For Hattie B's and workout at the bar.
And to see George. You're right. Would they pay $600 to do it?
Yes. Are you shitting me? Are you out of your mind?
We just read the comments on his Instagram. I mean.
Oh, Bane's got space there. You can go, Bane. You're right. I know. Here, come here.
Go.
It's really.
Go.
Would they pay $600 and knowing that otherwise that $600 goes to the kids? Some of them would.
Yeah.
It hurts. It hurts how much we spent to get down here, by the way. All of us combined with our travel. Like, I keep thinking about how does the walk-ons go to the next level? Maybe we start traveling more. Maybe not to like places like Nashville, but like maybe I drive to Iowa City and get some of those current guys or people who still live around the area. Or when people,
you should just show up on Tuesday afternoons
to the media. But like, what's that going to do? I mean, like, and release those as podcasts?
No. Then you just
grab them aside. Yes. Like, hey, you got an extra hour. Sit down with me and Kevin in the All-American room. We're gonna talk. Well, and we could do that, right? But, man, I'll tell you what. Traveling to anywhere where we have to book flights for the crew, I mean, we're going to have to. Next time, Gary's going to get left, and we're just going to have to get him in on the restream. He's going to have to come in from the back. Hey, up, Gary!
You hear that? That's fucked
Gary!
Up.
That is fucked up, but, I mean, that's.
Hey, money's money.
Either that or the kids just. Kids are going to have a little light this
year. Yeah, I mean, because, Kevin's going to make the kids suffer this year, it sounds like.
We got a Big Ten commercial here. Remember when we were at Penn State at night? That was good. So, yeah. Anything else we're looking forward to as we wrap up our The Walk-Ons Have Arrived podcast?
I'm just so excited to be here. I think this is going to be so fun. I'm already having a great time.
All jokes aside, I do think that what Kevin's sentiment of the fact that we get to go out, even though it's George and he's like our friend and our former teammate, what he's become and built out there on his property.
That's where we talked about when George was on a few months ago. Like, I know George is like your college buddy, right? And like former teammate. But to the rest of the world, George is...
He is a celebrity. And I'll tell you this.
He's a celebrity.
More so than... Drake is like legitimate. Like he's, like he said, he's got the gate code. Like he texts him. And sure, the other day when George texts me, he starts it with Clue. Like, if you're calling me Clue, you are
He's your guys' friend.
You're on a friend level. But even to me, like, George is a celebrity. Like, I do not have the kind of access to George that even like Drake does or a lot of our former teammates do. Like, George is... I'm just as giddy over this tomorrow as... Like, it will be a fun fucking experience.
Yeah.
To go do this. And I've had to convince myself, like, really, that any access we get to the actual tight end U, or if we go back again on Tuesday to hang out at George's and maybe there's somebody... You know what would be really sick?
What?
I thought about this as, like, a fantasy. And I know that it won't happen because... the kind of people that are going to make the... If this rolls in, by the way, I will shit my pants. What if George was, like, you know, talking with, like, Travis, Kelsey, and, like... And he's texting him. He's like, hey, why don't you just come out to the barn for a couple days? But Travis has so much shit like George. Yeah. He doesn't have time to just come hang out before they're going to hang out at Tight End U. But in a world, I thought, like, maybe Travis will come out on Monday to the barn, and he'll just randomly be there.
Is that like betraying Josie though, like tight end of his rival?
Fuck Josie.
I don't know. I mean, like Kelsey, he's like owned my life for the past like 6 years.
You feel betrayed?
As a Broncos fan, like he's owned my life.
You're saying if we walked up and Travis Kelsey is working out in the barn, and he goes, "Hey boys, what's up?" You wouldn't be like, you'd be like, "Wow, this is unfortunate because you own my life."
I'd be like, "The Grim Reaper just walked into the room."
No. I'd be on my knees.
Like him and Mahomes personally, and then like Andy Reid too, have just like, as if you're a Broncos fan, they've just owned my life since.
But have they not owned basically the entire NFL's life too?
Well, it's different when they're your rival and you play them twice a year and you haven't beat them since 2015.
Josie got two picks on him on one game though.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's a win.
Oh, yeah. No, he had a great game there.
Josie's good.
Josie is an outstanding
been good,
football
by the way.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had this weird like sort of like daydream of like, what if Mark Andrews and like all the best
Mark type... Andrews didn't even show up last year.
Really? Can you give me a little insight on what the actual event looks like? Like when you rolled up last year, what did that look like? Or did you just show up with George?
I went to the hotel with the squad where everybody was at, and then I hopped on the shuttles.
So, because they shuttle them over to the field.
Yeah, and then we just did what they did there.
And there's no security, like at the hotel, like checking guys off. Like, yeah, you're supposed to be on the shuttle. You're not.
I don't remember.
Okay, that doesn't surprise me.
Can I share another thing I'm excited about?
Sure.
Hookers?
Well, now I'm questioning, like, do we need to go to the hotel so that we can get on the shuttles? Because that's what Will and the boys did, I think.
And then me and TJ got a Uber out of there afterwards because they were taking too damn long.
Compton, you and Hawk just Ubered away from Tight End U?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't surprise me either. What were you going to say, Grant?
Oh, well, if I don't know if we're doing it anymore, but there was discussion of... trying out Jenny's.
Oh, we're doing that tonight.
Okay, yeah, still tonight. So, yeah, I mean, I'm the only person, I think, on the podcast who has not tried Jenny's. We might need to, or I might need to personally redo my list if Jenny's is everything that I've heard it is.
And it is.
It is. It's everything you've heard it is.
You said you buy just the cone.
We're going to go to the store and do it the proper Nashville way because Kevin's already spent so much money that what's Jenny's
at
this
point? At this point, we're emptying the cart.
Yeah, we're taking out the kids. Debt.
No, the kids got fucked by Kevin Ward this year.
Kevin did it.
If I have to miss ice cream for the kids, I will. That's how much I care about
them. No, well, first of all, you're with me and Drake. There is no missing ice cream.
Never.
And yeah, I hope Jenny's is open on a Sunday night.
Come on.
And we're going to go in the store, and we're going to get the waffle cone.
Well, I get the waffle bowl.
Or you could get the waffle bowl. And then you're going to get maybe a three scoop, right? And you could try three different flavors.
Well, no, if it's the Drake Kulik way, we're buying it. Didn't you say you go buy the...
Thing? We're going to do it proper...
Because there's no... The only benefit of buying the pint is just getting more.
Oh, okay.
Right, so in this...
More for cheaper.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So in this case, it's not better out of a frozen pint. It's, you know, they serve it to you in the store. And
they're going to have more flavors in the store than they do at the grocery store. We'll get you the proper Nashvillian experience.
Now, as we sit here, right here in Bellevue, as we're about to wrap this podcast up, and you are resident Nashville guy, how close are we to the Jenny's?
Well, we're going to probably go to the Jenny's on West End, unless you really have a hankering to see downtown Nashville.
I kind of went as a foregone conclusion that downtown, like touristy Nashville, is not going to be part of this trip.
Cool. So then we're going to go to West End, which is a pretty cool little area.
Okay.
And it's not that far from here. It's very close to where Hattie B's is at.
Okay.
What flavor should I get as an introduction to Jenny's?
We're going to go. You're going to fucking do it proper, and you're going to go in there. This is my first time, and I'd like to try some flavors.
Yeah.
And you're going to figure out what you want.
You're going to get one of those little
spoons. You guys
don't
have any recommendations, though?
Well, we have many. I mean, it just depends on what's on the menu, right?
Brambleberry crisp, very good.
Their gooey butter cake is crazy.
Gooey butter cake goes absurd, especially in the store, I think.
If you like mint ice cream, Savannah Buttermint is crazy. It's the craziest.
Savannah Buttermint.
It's the craziest mint you've ever tasted, because it's like,
that's a light mint. That's a great name for an ice cream.
Drake's erect over it. What are the other really good flavors
You got the pancakes and syrup.
I think that's seasonal, though.
It is.
I think we learned it was
seasonal. Yeah, they're probably not going to have maple silk pancake. If they did, though,
that would be in my bowl.
Oh, my God. There's a blackout chocolate cake. Pretty good. We'll just have to feel it out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
My personal favorite is salted peanut butter with chocolate flecks. And I really hope they have that.
They're going to. That's one of their staples.
Yeah, I'm going to get 10 scoops. Yes. Oh, my God.
Yikes.
Let's wrap this up because now I'm excited. We still have to eat dinner.
We got to eat dinner, dog.
We got to eat dinner, save a little room for the ice cream, and then maybe somebody will pick Kevin up tonight at 11 o'clock.
Maybe.
I don't. At this point, I don't know if he deserves it.
I ain't picking him up. I'm going to be at the Days Inn on Whitebridge, dog.
Fuck.
Come find me at the Days Inn on Whitebridge, dog.
I'm not excited about that. Thank you guys for listening. This is, for the last few months, we've actually been scheduled ahead, so you've been hearing podcasts that we record about a week before. We did this one specifically, recording on Sunday, and it will be up Monday morning for you guys to listen to kind of join in on the hype with us. Again, follow us on Instagram. That's where you're going to see most of the visual footage behind the scenes, us at George's. Maybe we'll do a couple exclusive little rapid fire questions with George while we're just walking around having fun at his house that will only be seen on the Instagram. Follow us on Twitter and TikTok, although Drake would tell you not to do that.
Delete it.
And if you want the vlog footage of this trip, whatever gets put together of that, not sure what it's going to look like. And any of it will include the workout that we do with George. That's going to only be available to the Patreon for quite some time. And that's what you get as part of the perks for signing up for the Patreon. Patreon.com/washedupwalkons. Episode 430 in the books.
Peace.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.